Andy. The race has just started here at First Post Corner. All the crews going out, looking strong. Peterhouse W1 are the first to reach me. They're being pursued by Murray Edwards, the white blaze of Murray Edwards, in a boat named Octopussy. That's made my afternoon, certainly. But Peterhouse now going right past me here. That's Peterhouse W1 going past First Post Corner. They're looking incredibly strong. The stroke could be a little bit longer, potentially, but they're taking a medium, quite a nice line. Octopussy here, the Murray Edwards W1 is... it's maintaining a steady distance. Now coming past them, we've got Girton W1, who have taken a fantastic line. Girton making really nice, strong strokes here. Emma W2 behind them. Maggie are catching on Emma. They've got it down to about a boat length, I think. But Emma have a slightly better line. Andy, have any of them reached you at Grassy yet?
Yeah, I'm just watching this Peterhouse Murray Edwards battle going on. They're coming into the corner at Grassy, which is going to be so crucial. At the moment, it looks this Peterhouse are staying strong, but they're gradually being caught by Murray Edwards, who are working them down. It looks as if there's about a length in between them at the moment, and that is gradually closing slowly, and this corner will be so crucial. After Murray Edwards, we have Girton. Girton is on station, and behind Girton, Emma, and then Lady Margaret, who looks to have closed the gap on Emma. That looks down to about half a length. There could be a bump there. Ben, what's happening at this?
We just had everyone go past me. We've had Fish go past me, Hugh Hall, Robinson coming past me. Now, Robinson, there's overlap now. Canadians are about to stop by Robinson. There is overlap. The cost has to be conceding. There's going to be a crash very, very shortly. The fall of the stern of that boat is about to hit the straight line. We've got the contestant there. Have been bumped by Homerton W1, who are pulling in. They're going to be collecting foliage, and behind them we've got First and Third looking for a steady row over. Homerton pulling in very, very closely. Behind First and Third W2, we've got Anglia Ruskin W1, which indicates that Pembroke have been bumped by Christ. So Pembroke W2 bumped by Christ W2. Anything more at Grassy?
Yeah, I've just witnessed right in front of me Lady Margaret, who have just bumped Emma too. Right on the corner at Grassy. They look really strong in close to Maggie crew. They've both pulled into the side. Behind them we have Sidney Sussex and Sidney Sussex and Pete Williams, who are both looking quite strong. Sidney chasing hard against Sidney Sussex. And we'll now throw over to Hannah, who's at Sitton. Hannah, what's happening with the top boat?
It's actually Emma Gifford up at the reach, obviously no one's here yet. So we can hand over to Emma, who's at this corner.
Hello, guys. I'm here at this corner where
Emma
are closing in on Peterhouse. There is at least 4 foot length between them, and they are gaining and gaining. They're just turning the corner into Longwood. Can you hear them, Hannah?
I can definitely hear something approaching now. Can't see anything out yet. But maybe back to you, see what else is going on at Ditton, Emma. I've got Peterhouse coming around the corner just now, looking very strong, taking a really nice line. But Murray Edwards are catching it from them. Oh, but Murray Edwards are very close. I can't quite tell how far apart they are, but definitely less than a boat length. There might even be some overlap. They're really, really battling it out. Much less than a length between them now. Yes.
Anna.
Ben, what's happening at First Post Corner?
Going round First Post Corner, Unum W2 were very, very close on to W1. Unum, I think, will have bumped you by the time they get to you, Andy. So can you confirm that that's happened?
Can you say that Ben? Again, sorry, Ben, I didn't catch that.
Sorry, Unum W2 were about to bump Evans W1 as they were going round First Post Corner. Did it happen by the time it got to you at Grassy, Andy?
That has just happened. I'm slightly further up, and I'm just witnessing Anglia Ruskin 1 trying to catch Christ 2. It looks as if they're not going to get there, and they're going to row over. I'll head further up and see if I can see if Pembroke did bump. But for now, I'll head over to Emma.
Hello, here on this corner, I have just seen... Now, let's see, it's the white and blue stripe race of Q Hall. been bumped by, I believe it's Robinson with Blue Blaze. Yes, I can confirm. Robinson has just bumped you, Paul, on Bitten Corner. Back to your grassy corner, Andy.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the Keys, the Sandwich Keys boat, who are just going for a nice steady row over, nice and slow, and just looking ahead of me, I'm trying to confirm if that bump has happened, that we suspect that it has. Whilst I do that, I'll throw back over to Hannah, who's down on the reach.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. I've just had Sydney Sussex going past me very closely, followed by Foot, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump there. They're still battling through. Girton quite away in front of, quite away in front there. So they look very, very strong. Is anything happening over at Bitten?
Here at Bitten, Anglia Ruskin have just passed. They look set to row over, quite far behind first and third. You also look set to row over after two bumps ahead of them. And at Graffy, Andy?
Yeah, I'm just walking up to see that Pembroke, they have pulled in. So that's Pembroke 2. So it looks as if they have, I'll try and confirm, it looks as if they've they've been bumped by first and third too. I'll just try and confirm that to you now. Emma, what's happening at Ditton?
Hello, Keys to the Sandwich Boats are just rowing past. Looks like they're going to row over. Can I just confirm that Pembroke have been bumped by Christ, not first and third, as first and third passed earlier?
Yeah, sorry, you're right. Okay, so we're still getting all the results in, but we're trying to confirm them as soon as possible. We'll go back over to Ben at first place to round up what we've got so far.
Okay, so I'll call them as we have them so far. It looks like Peterhouse W1 and Murray Eds W1. That was looking tight, but that'll go right down to the finish. But we're going to call it as a row over for both of those two crews, which means that Girton W1 rode over considerably far behind them. Emma W2 were bumped by LMC W2. Sydney Sussex W1 and Fitz W1, we think, also both rode over, although we'll confirm that for you later. Hughes Hall W1 were bumped by Robinson W1. Jesus W2 were bumped by Homerton W1. First and third W2 rode over. Pembroke W2 were bumped by Christ W2. Anglia Ruskin row over. And St Edmunds W1 were bumped by Newnham W2, which means that St Edmunds W1 are looking set for spoons in lead bumps 2012. And Keys W2 had a long, lonely row over and remained a sandwich boat. Back to you in the studio.